You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm listening to Marvin Gaye. Can we stop? I don't want to do the show. Okay?
You can't listen to Marvin Gaye in 2 hours.
I want to listen to Marvin Gaye now.
Well, you have breaks to listen to him.
I was listening to him in a break. They isolated his voice on that?
Mm-hmm. It's an isolated track. It's been out for a little while. How did it resurrect? What would somebody just
Oh, Rex Chapman retweeted it.
Oh.
If Rex Chapman retweets it, I mean, it's got a billion likes.
Rex has been catching all the heat for...
He's pretty...
He takes people's stuff all the time and never gives them credit,
oh, yeah,
I guess.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah, none of it's his. There's a guy that I notice, like I always click... Remember that horrific video I sent us with the guy eating the head off a live rat?
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Well, because somebody tweeted something out there and it shows the video of that... You know, it'll have the name of that person. It was like this one guy, these two guys were having a fight in Thailand or something and one guy kicked the other guy in the face. So I clicked the name of the person who actually originally posted the video. They have some of the worst stuff I've ever seen. Like, I can't believe they have just terrible stuff from Thailand. They're Thailand's Rex Chapman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was just like, holy crap. A lot of eating live animals. I'm just thinking.
Eating live?
I thought
what?
We had decided we weren't doing this kind of stuff anymore now that there's a pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Guess what starts
Please
pandemics?
Please stop eating the head of a live rat. That can't be. Close all the borders
Who
now.
Who does that?
The guy. Here, I'll send you the video
no!
again.
You know what? I don't want to see that.
I'll send it to you again.
He just told you no.
I said no.
Huh? You got to
give
it a chance.
Just do the show.
Just give it a chance.
There's this thing as texting consent. He said no.
No. Don't text me that.
Tell people where to see that spaceship, by the way. I just got something.
I don't know. Somebody tweeted
Deacon.
It and I was just watching it.
Well, where is that?
I don't know.
That's not.
It's all the way back here now. I got to go look for it.
Probably from Cloverfield.
Do you?
Probably just a scene from the movie.
No, it was real.
Into the Night. No, Into the Night's not. That wasn't the spaceship one. By the way, if you're not watching, man, the barbecue version, which the second one, I wouldn't call it barbecue. It's just a guy who cooks on fire. But Chef's Table barbecue is fantastic. Man, is it really, really good. And then, what else was I going to say? I was going to start. There's so many narco shows. And there's another one that popped up on my Netflix.
What?
Like, hey, what about this
a good
one?
Narco
I saw
show?
The Last Narc. You didn't tell me.
Oh, The Last Narc is awesome.
You didn't tell me that Jaime turned on, that Jaime was one of the guys who turned on Kiki Camarena.
Yeah.
What the? That wasn't in Narcos season 2.
No, it wasn't.
Or on Narcos Mexico season 2.
What about Hector? What a badass he is.
Yeah.
That dude's a badass. That's a
then
real
then they tell me,
life.
You mean the guy that they're talking to?
Yes.
Yeah. At first you think he's like, this guy's just kind of full of crap. And then you realize, oh, no, not at all.
Oh.
This guy's just like that.
No, I just thought he's just a guy.
And I went in there and they say, Hector, what? And but he hits you with the Spanglish too.
Yeah.
Where he double up the English, Spanish. Man, what a show The Last Narc is. Now, you need to watch that. I kind of feel like you need to watch Narcos Mexico first so
yes.
you get your base
yes.
baseline.
But then...
Then you watch Last Narc and you realize, man, our government has been involved in just so much shady stuff. Especially all the Iran-Contra stuff.
Well, that's
We knew
it.
That with Reagan and with Oliver North. We already knew
well,
that.
How about that he was there? The Cubano was there? And
yeah,
yes.
Max Gomez.
Yes.
Like our own, one of our own guys is there when one of our agents was being tortured. Like, what is going on? What a show Last Narc was.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Last Narc, you got to watch it. It is awesome.
And they've got two.
It's the real, four parts, I think. Real.
And what about the guy? The guy's, loco se me siento.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that guy's crazy. And he's always his eyes.
Well, he.
¿Y cuando es tu pinche?
He was. Have you seen it, though?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
The, you know
dude.
Who we're talking about? The
yeah,
one cop whose eyes. El mismo este! Like, what? What are you yelling about? stop. Sorry that you've gone crazy.
No, he had gone. He is.
He
nuts.
Looks like he's, he has no, gone a little he's bit nuts. Crazy.
Yeah. So you just saw that? Wow. Yeah. You're way behind.
I know.
Come on, catch up.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. I saw that, and I watched. Finally, got to watch Decline of Western Civilization, which is a 1981 punk rock documentary from Los Angeles. It's pretty interesting. Shows old Black Flag and stuff like that. 1980s, early 80s punk stuff is very interesting to me. The music wasn't that good. Like, a lot of times as punk bands, they just got together and said, we're a band now. Like, do you play instruments? No. That's how the Go-Go's got started. I saw Go-Go's documentary. They got started as a punk band. And none of them knew how to play instruments. Then they became the only female. I don't know if it's still the case, but they were the very first all-female band who played their own instruments to hit number
Have you
one.
Seen Laurel Canyon?
No.
Del, have you seen it?
What? I don't think so.
What is it?
It's about where the Doors, the Mamas and the Papas, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, the Eagles all started there. They played at the Troubadour.
Oh, I bet that'd be pretty.
And they all lived together in like in Laurel Canyon in like a commune kind of thing.
See, there's some of that with the punk documentaries I've seen where they had their own little, like the punk rock scene. None of the music. I forgot when I was a kid, they were considered punk. They showed scenes from Chips, the TV show Chips, where everyone was worried about punk rockers. Like, punk rockers were considered. Yeah. I remember that was like a dangerous, crazy thing.
Weren't they the first juggalos?
Now you look back, and I mean, some of them were. There was some anarchy stuff in there. Some of them were, but not like, I'm much more worried about some of the lunatics I see setting fires and breaking windows from like
Antifa.
Some of that.
Antifa's more dangerous, I think.
Just typical than the punk rock scene. But punks back then were thought of, and really that just because their hair was different.
And we're America, we kick it up. Okay,
yeah.
Punk rockers, they're nothing. Watch this. Watch what we could do here.
But punk rockers weren't. But they were putting out their own music. Like, they were. Yeah. No one would sell. They got to. They couldn't get into venues because they were. You know, that's where mosh pit started. Was the slam dancing and punk rock? They're like, okay, this is too much of an. This is too much liability for us. So venues like wouldn't even let certain punk groups in there. They were lunatics. I mean, some of the punk groups are absolute lunatics.
Yeah, that was good, clean fun. Not really good, clean fun. Jackie says Fromber and McCullers would go to the pen. LMJ is awful on the road. Fromber is good insurance in case JV doesn't get deep. I agree. Lance McCullers has been, he's not been good this year. You don't start him right now, especially coming off injury. Unless he pitches, if he's unbelievable now over these last 12 games, then maybe. But otherwise, no. Otherwise, he goes to the pen, and you know what? You come in, he comes in, throws that breaking ball, and gets him off. After Katie's throwing fastballs by everybody, he comes in with that curveball. You know what? That might be a nice 1-2 punch. So yeah, I agree. It's whether or not the bats. Listen, if it's Oakland, they suck at Oakland. They suck. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's – and who knows? I don't know how they're going to do against Tampa either. Good Lord, you don't want to play in that. Historically – they suck there too. So there's not really many good options. I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk myself into them. But I'll tell you this. I agree. Ain't nobody want the Astros in the first round.
No, although I don't think the Astros are super dangerous right now. But if you're a fan of another team or you're another team, you look at the Astros as a sleeping dog you want to let lie.
This is like a lot like Portland.
Yeah.
This is a lot like Portland was.
Can you click a...
You get Nurkic back, and all of a sudden, wait a minute, you shouldn't be an 8 seed.
But can you hit a switch, though, is the question.
Well, you get Verlander back, you get McCullers back, you get Altuve back, you got...
But you got to hit like the Astros.
You get Correa back, you got Springer back.
Can you get Altuve back?
Yeah, you got Altuve back already. He's back.
Can he be back
officially? No, really.
Well, I'm waiting to get him back.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, I don't know about that.
Tucker, can we get the other Tucker back?
Well, yeah, he's not injured. He just sucked.
I know. I want to get those guys back.
He suffers from suck right now. He doesn't suffer from injury.
Tucker had a little thing going, and then it's like, eh.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good now.
I guess he's not Ted Williams after all.
No, I mean, what's happening with Tucker now? I thought he was going to be the... I thought we had Chipper
and
Jones.
And then there's that whole catching the ball thing. That kind of hurts.
Now you're talking yourself off of him.
I'm not talking myself off of him. I know he's going to be in the lineup, and he's going to come up with a hit or something.
Hey, and we come back. There was a from the article that Kelly Iko wrote. There's about the Houston Rockets. There's something in there that I think was pretty interesting about the direction of the Rockets. And he makes a comment that leads me to believe that Tillman, and you might need Tillman to step in and say, hey, this is what's going to happen. But there is some, there's a possibility that the Rockets may look to do something different culturally. So we will get to that when we come back here in
they
a
do
second.
Need a, they do need a culture change, and that's what I'm calling for Van Gundy. What I'm calling for right now is Jeff Aronoff, all points bulletin. On Jeff Aronoff. Everybody give him a call right now. 713-880-2822. Just say hi. 713-880-2822. Hey, Jeff, I got some work for you. Hey, Jeff, I want you to come to my house and check out my backyard. I want you to design me an outdoor kitchen because that's what Jeff Aronoff do. That's what Jeff Aronoff do every single day. Or he puts in entire vanities in hotels that are being built. Or countertops in kitchens that are being in hotels that are being built. Big jobs. No small jobs here. Jeff Aronoff wants a big job. If you've got a big job, if you've got something that's worth him coming over and actually designing it for you, that's what Jeff do every single day. So you're looking for that guy that is going to come to your home and put in that outdoor, he put in our outdoor kitchen and going to do it again, actually. So what I need you to do is give him a call, let Jeff Aronoff come over, survey the scene. You don't need that architect. You don't need that engineer. You got Jeff Aronoff. He'll get it all done. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, in his article about Mike D'Antoni's departure, his bumpy ride home on the flight, and how he quit and never got a call from Tillman, so he just ended up saying, when I say quit, he just decided he didn't want to be part of it. Apparently, Maury was interested in still being a part of it. You know, you just never know. I have a hard time believing Tillman was going to sign off on that. But so Mike D'Antoni departs. In the article, here's what Kelly Iko writes. The Rockets, meanwhile, now find themselves in a bit of a quandary. They have Harden and Westbrook on the books for massive money in these next three seasons with player options in the final campaign. And will look to conduct a culture reset of sorts that, according to a source with knowledge of Fertitta's thinking, is expected to still include Maury. As for D'Antoni's replacement, sources say ESPN analyst and Rockets former Rockets coach Jeff Van Gundy is expected to be a candidate. Other media outlets have named Clippers assistant coach Ty Lue as a candidate as well. If you're looking for, you said something before the break, and I think it's true. If you are looking for a culture reset, it's not Ty Lue, it's not Sam Cassell. A culture reset would be Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy knows Daryl Morey. Jeff Van Gundy has
a I'm sure he knows Tillman too.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. But I mean, he knows, as in he's worked with Daryl Morey. He has an understanding. Jeff Van Gundy has. There was a pretty good point made on Twitter about remember how James played when Coach K was his coach. He played a lot harder when he had Coach K. Jeff Van Gundy might carry that same type of. I don't know. I wonder if Jeff Van Gundy would carry that same type of
cachet
for James. And if he could get, once again, I think we have to acknowledge Van Gundy got the most out of Tracy McGrady and got along great with Tracy McGrady. Thought Tracy was very smart, loved his basketball IQ. I think James has a basketball IQ. I think James has a good basketball IQ. I think he is an absolute dog who wants to win at all costs? No, probably, I mean, you know, probably not. That's not who he is. But if you're looking for a culture reset, if that's true, then I could see Tillman saying, hey, we're getting Jeff Van Gundy in here. But I don't know that Jeff Van Gundy is going to be okay with just he's not going to be okay with, hey, let's get as small as possible, just fire up a crap ton of threes.
No. No, and that doesn't have to happen. Again, oh, Russ can't play with him. Really? I'm watching guys that can drive to the hole. I don't want to go to Bam Adebayo, but my goodness, that's a perfect guy. I mean, talk about, there's plenty of guys out there that would fit a system with Russell Westbrook. By the way, Russell Westbrook's been in the league for a long time, and he played with big people. I mean, what? He can't play with big people? Really? He made the NBA Finals, and he had big people. What are you talking about? He can't play with big people. And somebody put out, if Marcus Smart can shoot now, then Russ, get in the gym and take a bajillion shots and start shooting and shoot better. Because if Marcus Smart sucked at shooting, and now all of a sudden Marcus Smart.
I wouldn't wait on him to get better.
Why? Go shoot and get better at it. You're an NBA superstar. You're getting paid $40 million a year. Go shoot until you can't shoot anymore. Till you got blisters. That's what Ben Hogan did.
He's
okay. Till he had blisters.
And actually, when I think of good comps for Russell Westbrook, one of the first guys I think of,
Ben Hogan.
Yep,
that's right.
Ben Hogan. Similar.
One titles after the accident. After the car accident.
They dress the same too, which makes your comparison even better.
Mm-hmm. I think he'd like Ben Hogan style.
The pants, I think he would.
Yeah, the pants.
And the hat.
Yeah, and the hat, yeah.
Yeah, I think he would.
I think he'd like that. I could see him in that.
Would Ben like Russ's distressed t-shirts and jeans with the holes in
them? I don't think the holes.
No, he wouldn't like that.
I don't think Ben's going to do that.
He'd like a
Ben
nice.
Ben will wear a tie on you.
I think he'd like a nice one of those hats.
Yeah, hat.
I don't even know what it is. It's not a Kangol necessarily, but.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of floppy on the top. I think he'd like that.
I think he'd like that.
And I think Russ would wear that.
Right. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just the practice until you can't practice anymore. Till your hands are bleeding. Russ, shoot baskets until your hands are bleeding. That's what you need to do. There does need to be a culture reset here. And you know what? If you're saying culture reset. Now, I was playing golf with Boudreaux and Hud and those guys the other day. And one of them, Jimbo and Jeff, one of them said, man, I would love Sam Cassell.
Who are you talking about?
The guys that I played with.
Random guys he knows.
Yeah, no.
I know, but you're...
The guys I played with the other day, one of them...
Yeah, you act like we know him. Jimbo and Hud and... Like, is it Jimbo Fisher?
No, it's not Jimbo Fisher. It was Jimbo and Hud and Jeff.
Just personal friends.
And Boudreaux. But his name's really David Singleton or something, but they call him Boudreaux.
Lance, is your point that he could have just said I was playing with a couple guys as opposed to naming
them off? Yeah, I was playing golf the other day. I thought there were people we needed to know. Like, I was playing with Boudreaux and Hud and those guys, and like... Well, wasn't there a Boudreaux who was on Channel 13?
Yeah, Bob Boudreaux.
Were you playing with Bob Boudreaux? No.
You remember that story?
Oh, that's right. You weren't playing with him.
So anyway, one of them said, I want Sam Cassell. I want that 90. I want that 94-95. That's Rockets basketball. I want that back. And I could certainly see that. Bring back the guys that won. Bring back that culture.
Mm-hmm.
We want, that Dream and Ori and Otis Thorpe and those and Sam Cassell, because they had, you know what, they came up big.
Yeah, I like that winning championships culture.
Yeah,
I don't like this culture.
No, this culture sucks. It sucked ever since Stevie and Catino.
But
got
you know
here.
What's funny is I actually did like the culture a couple years ago with Chris.
Yep, Chris
Paul. PJ Tucker.
Yeah, Chris Paul changed the culture. Yes.
I liked it. That's how quick it actually can change if you get the right guys in here. And it is time that it comes from the head coach. I'm sorry. We've let a player run a team for this long. We already saw. And you know what? And Daryl Morey has to prove that he's not letting the player run the team. I mean, he has to. We always have to get his friends, right? You want Josh Smith. Yeah, Josh Smith, because they played AAU together. So make sure you get Josh. No, that was Dwight. Right? That was Dwight. Okay, let's get our friend in. I don't like Chris. I want my friend Russ, okay? Let's get his friend Russ in here. No more enough with the friend stuff. And if James can't get on board, I'm telling you, you can get something for James. Daryl Morey understands how to flip players for good value. I mean, he typically does that. He recognizes talent. I don't think they would fall completely apart and turn into the Knicks if they dealt James Harden. James Harden has tremendous trade-in value. He is very, very valuable. You just would have to find the right team. And apologies to Creighton. I don't have a team yet, but you need to find the right team.
Better find the right team. So, yeah, this KJ says he played with Steven Adams for years. He went to the NBA Finals with Kendrick Perkins. Good Lord, Russ can play with a big guy.
Perk and, God, dog it, the other big.
Who was it?
Toronto. Come on, the other big from Toronto just last year. With Perk, who played at Oklahoma City. Del, who's the other one? It was
Kendrick Perkins. I forget.
I don't think he's listening.
Del's not listening. He's not Del. Hey, when we're talking to you, we're doing the show, bitch. Okay? You got to listen to the show.
All right.
We need your help. We can't remember things.
Keep playing games. Because of what you're... And you, funny that you did that, because I was looking at how viral the clip has gone and finding it in different spots. That's what I was listening to.
Were you really?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's everywhere now.
It's everywhere.
Don't worry about it.
Well,
what was the question? What was the question, bitch?
Who was Serge Ibaka? Thank you, KJ.
I got to answer you.
Yes. I couldn't remember other than Perk.
Serge Ibaka.
He played with Serge Ibaka and Perkins.
Yes, and got to the NBA Finals. I don't want to hear, nor do I care about HUD, Boudreaux, Clay, Pete, and Davey Boy have to say about sports. One drunk guy is enough. Okay.
Davey Boy?
Davey Boy.
I didn't remember Davey Boy.
I don't know
Boy.
Who Davey Boy is. Knuckles wants to talk some basketball. What do you say, Knuckles?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to know if y'all saw what I saw last night. Was two textbook basketball games. You had 3-point shoot, layups, dunks, block dunks. You had contested shots. Like 95% of the shots were taken was contested from both teams. I don't see that when I watch the Rockets. I just don't see that. And I hope James Harden was looking at that game, was watching that game, and Darren Moore and all of them. You just don't see that from the Rockets. Thank you, gentlemen. Y'all have a good day.
Are you sure the game was on at the strip club? Do we know? Do we know that they were playing it?
Well, it could have been at a turkey leg hut. He didn't have to be at the strip
closed.
Club.
It was closed by then. By the Denver game.
Well, the Heat game would have been open.
Maybe. But he ain't at Turkey Leg Hut every day.
You sure? Maybe that's what he's doing to drown his
throws. Are you sure, John?
I don't know. If that's going to be his whole offseason, stuffed turkey legs with crawfish etouffee.
They're delicious and they
and
can't
dirty
eat.
Rice.
Well, yeah. We don't. He doesn't even know when the season's going to start. The NBA does not know. So he could
he
load
better
up.
Stay in shape. No. No, it's starting. You better stay in shape.
We don't know.
It ain't that far away.
Nah, it's not going to happen in December, not even Christmas right now. The thought is we might be looking at a season that starts next year, like 2021.
Oh, really? I thought by Christmas.
They keep pushing back the date.
They're so dumb. Just start
Christmas.
Well,
the issue is the finals won't be over until October, so it's a real stress on the teams that are still playing.
Yeah.
And they need a plan to put in place to make sure they can play games in arenas, which is what they want. They want to play games in arenas.
So here's the thing.
So we're worried about them and their suites in the bubble? Suites.
They want people in real arenas with fans. That's what they're worried about.
Mm. Yeah, they're worried about getting money. The basketball-related income needs to get hopped up.
Yeah, they don't want to play another year with no fans.
No. No, that's what they're working on. Knuckles, as far as your comments.
Yeah, Knuckles, see?
See? You see here, Knuckles?
Yeah, see, Knuckles?
I did a good job of contesting shots. So, there was a lot more shot. Most teams will contest shots in the paint. The Rockets are one of the few who have...
no chance of doing
House,
that.
I saw House contest shots. I saw Covington. Other than that, that was it. No one else. P.J. Tucker can't contest a shot. He's going to try to draw a charge. But, yeah, it was the Miami Heat are built like a standard basketball team in terms of their size and how they're built. The Clippers are a little more hybrid, and then the Nuggets have a little bit more of a standard basketball look too. And you did see more shot contesting, and you did see made threes was nice, but they didn't live from the three-point line. You know, when you drive in and look to just dish out where everything is – when the Rockets' offense looks like a team needs a three in the final seconds of the game, you know what I mean? Where they drive the ball inside, but they're always looking to kick out. You know that the ball's going out somewhere. It looks like the final seconds, and you're down by three, and you've got to hit a three. When your offense looks like that, I think that's a problem. And the Rockets offense doesn't always look like that. Let me make that clear. But when it does, that's a problem.
Yeah. No, it's they just got to get better. 927 ESPN 97.5. Hey, Craig DeSurf can't get any
better. We all have to get better. We all have to get better. And Craig DeSurf is going to make things better for you with the hot summer savings. Yeah, it's still summer. I don't care if it's September. Go outside. It's summer. But there's some hot savings going on right now with brand new vehicles from my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. 149 vehicles in stock right now, and they are crafted to fit your life. Check out the great inventory that they have going on right now. You can see a variety of vehicles. And today, let's focus on GMC. If you're thinking about a new truck, Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC in Angleton, they know trucks. And right now, you are in luck. You can get yourself a 2020 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT Texas Edition with that premium package and enjoy a $7,000 rebate. Start choosing your new truck right now at LanceZCars.com. Get over to the website, LanceZCars.com. Check out your brand new GMC Sierra 1500 at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. GMC, we are professional grade.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Hey, boy, and be some guy from Missouri.
Okay. Sometimes you need a friend, not the ones that just show up and don't put nothing in.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow, the Ravens hosted Shea Patterson for a War Cup. Man, hopefully that happens before Sunday.
He's not going to play.
I would hope so.
For a workout. He's not even on the practice squad.
Well, no, but I would like them to sign him and put him right in the lineup.
He is not so good. Yeah, he can run that offense. He and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, great.
Same guys.
Oh, maybe Shea Patterson is going to be the scout team quarterback, and he'll be the Deshaun.
That doesn't help the Ravens.
No, they're not going to get a very good look there. Please sign Shea Patterson and throw him right in there.
I feel like your hope is unlikely.
I don't want to see
Lamar. Robert Griffin III.
Would you rather see Shea Patterson than Lamar Jackson? Thank you.
Well,
my idea is better than yours.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it
not
is.
Not for entertainment purposes. It's not.
No, it is for my entertainment.
Not if you have the Ravens.
I don't have the Ravens.
Well,
I'll flip that some.
Other people do.
I'll flip that some gun right in a hurry.
Yes, if Shea Patterson was elevated over Robert Griffin III, Lamar Jackson, I think even maybe Trace McSorley is somewhere in the mix too. Yes, I would flip my pick. Yes.
Duke Johnson reportedly a long shot for this week. If I was him, I'd say, yeah, nah, fam, I'm out.
Who's on the other side?
David Johnson, buddy. How?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Who's playing?
You think I want to pick up Matt Judon?
No.
I know about that.
Nah, I'm good.
For who? For what?
For this?
For this.
I'm getting my money anyway, right?
Pay that man. I ain't going to be part of that. David Johnson has to catch more balls out of the backfield. Randall Cobb has to be Randall Cobb and Brandon
has to
Cooks
catch more balls.
Have to be part of the offense.
Yeah.
You know what?
And Deshaun's got to look. He's got to look to move the ball around a little bit, not be predictable. That's a really good defensive coordinator. There's one of the reasons why Deshaun had a terrible game last year is because they knew what he does. They know his tendencies, and they took his tendencies away. So Deshaun has to be ready to break tendency. And if he does that, they have a chance. It's Tim Kelly's also going to have to help him break tendency with play calling, and they got to run the football, or maybe play, you know, do something that the Ravens aren't expecting, like the quick passing game. Maybe open up and maybe open up with tempo and go to a quick passing game. Go four wide, get it out quick where the ball's out of his hands. You're getting him into a rhythm. You're spreading the ball around. And you're keeping a base package on the field for the Ravens. Something like that. You know, put the other team on their heel. You don't want Deshaun being reactive. The Texans are not a reactive team. They're a proactive team. So you really need to not get into the last year they were like, oh, God, I wonder what they're going to do to us now when we snap the ball. You're dead when that happens. And especially with the Ravens, they'll kill you. So we'll see. I mean, I don't feel great about this game, just primarily because of last game.
That's an understatement for me.
Against the Ravens and last game against the Chiefs. Last two games against the Chiefs. They don't perform well against top-tier teams in headline situations. And whether we like it or not, it's always going to be a headline situation. It doesn't have to be a nationally televised game. When Deshaun plays Lamar Jackson, it's a headline event, and it should be. And Deshaun Watson's being paid like one of the top three quarterbacks in the league, so he's got to start playing like it now. The expectations are his production and his play are top three quarterbacks in the league. That's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think that I don't know if this week. I don't think it's going to be this week, but we're going to see a better version of this offense, a much better version. But look, is there any tougher start in the NFL? No.
No.
The Chiefs and the Ravens?
The offense, I feel like, I know the Chiefs are going to be better defensively. The offense has less excuse for what they had to go through. I mean, the defense, I don't blame Anthony Weaver for anything that happened on that field on Thursday, considering who they're playing and the lack of practice time, the lack of preseason games. The offense, they stunk for almost the entirety of that game. There's less excuses for them, considering all the resources they put into that team.
Who has more talent, the Browns or the Texans offensively?
You would think the Browns, although Lance? Quarterback means more than anything, and I'll take the Texans.
Oh, I'll take the Texans, obviously, yeah. Quarterback. But the rest of the talent?
Well, the quarterback you have to weigh heavier.
Yes.
It's like a quarterback is times
so
two.
So which offense would you rather have if you're coaching a team?
You know what's funny is Odell Beckham Jr., I keep just assuming he's really good still.
Yeah.
Like my fantasy auction team, just keep assuming Odell Beckham can play. It wasn't bad last year, but where's the dominant wide receiver?
Can't even get him the ball. But Baker addressed that. Well, obviously he was asked about it. And he said, "I can't force it to him. We got to. It's got to come naturally."
And that's true.
That's true.
On paper,
hit the other guys until Odell. On paper,
the Browns have the better talent. Other than quarterback.
But I think it's probably
on the offensive side.
Well, I don't know. The Texans' offensive line is pretty good. As a unit, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and the Browns added. I got to go
Hooper,
back and watch
Austin Hooper.
Austin Hooper. They added Jedrick Wills, the rookie at left tackle. Right tackle is
actually right. Conklin. Then they add Conklin as well.
Yes,
and they added Conklin at right tackle. So they have two new tackles. They added Hooper. They've got
Chubb and
two
Hunt.
Very good running backs.
Joku
scored a touchdown
then
last
got
game.
Hurt again.
Joku scored a touchdown. They
got
had
hurt, but they have Hooper. And the wide receivers,
Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham.
They're better.
Should
be better.
They are.
Yeah.
On paper.
But it's close because the quarterback evens that out.
But all that doesn't matter if you can't trigger it with a better quarterback. Yeah. Deshaun is a better quarterback.
If you want to know the truth, I think I'd rather take the Texans. But it's close.
And
look at what they did to the Browns offense, though.
And did
also added, I was told, also added Case Keenum.
Yes. Who might be playing sooner
than
later.
One of Keenum's got, yeah.
Well, actually,
by the way, my buddy's like, watch, Keenum's going to take over at some point. Everywhere Keenum goes, if you see Keenum added to your roster, if you're a quarterback, something's going to happen where you're probably not going to play well. He's going to come in, play well, and there's going to be a decision about whether a team re-signs Case Keenum. Like, well, do we use Case as a bridge quarterback? Case is going to be bridge quarterback until he's going to be the new Fitzpatrick.
Does any wide receiver, if you're an elite wide receiver, don't guys just get you the football forced or not?
Yes.
So I get Baker saying we can't force it to him, but star wide receivers get the ball thrown to them no matter, and they make plays if they're covered or they're not because they find a way to get open. I don't say it's an indictment of Odell, but if you're an elite receiver, balls will be forced to you because you're expected to make plays. DeAndre here, the ball is always forced to him,
yeah,
and he made plays.
But this has been the story with Odell, no? I mean, he's banging his head off of the kicking net. Because he's pissed off.
He's a dumbass.
He is a dumbass.
He acts like a professional dumbass all the time.
He is.
Why would you wear a however $250,000 watch on a field other than you want attention? Like, the guy craves attention and commercials more than he craves W's, it seems like. He's always, and this is why Baker, it's funny, I was talking yesterday with Marcus from Blackland. We were talking about Baker Mayfield, how he really bought into him after watching Hard Knocks. I did too. I thought Baker came off as very professional, a leader in Hard Knocks, and he was great his last year in football. But here's some things you need to know. Number one, Baker Mayfield left the Senior Bowl. He wasn't playing well, so he pulled himself out of the Senior Bowl because he said he had to go take care of his mom who was sick. He didn't. He went to California. I know that from Baker Mayfield's dad talked to a coach who I know who's like, no, that was – he's like, is your wife okay? He's like, oh, she's fine. He just wanted to go to – he's back in California. So you're dealing with that kind of guy too, Baker Mayfield. So let's not act like he's, you know, another Jalen Hurts. But the other thing is, just because Baker looks a certain way, says the right things, and even if he wants to be a leader and all that, you still have to play football. Like, you can have all the – I think Carson Wentz has all the intangibles in the world. I really do. But the difference between Carson Wentz and Russell Wilson, who has those things too, is that when it's time to play football, read defenses, make plays, they still do it. Like, they do that, the football part. You can have all the buildup that you want to, everything in the world. But if you can't make plays and do the football stuff, then who cares about all that? And Baker Mayfield can look good on Hard Knocks all he wants. But when it comes time to beat defensive coordinators, beat cornerbacks, when it comes time to handle big personalities on the field and in the locker room, there's no guarantee. Like, it's hard to tell who can do stuff like that.
Right.
I think Sam Darnold would be much better off. If Sam Darnold were here, I think Sam Darnold would be doing much better with Cleveland than Baker is. I think Darnold's got a personality that would fit this team better than Baker, honestly. But I don't know that. But Sam hasn't shown anything. Well, but he's had nothing.
Get him away from Adam Gase, for one thing.
Damn.
Gase is a call.
Okay.
Which coach fired?
Okay,
Gase,
who's
right?
Trending better? Okay, who's heading towards Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota territory? Baker or Sam Darnold?
I have to look up Sam.
At least Marcus Mariota made the playoffs. I don't put anything on
He's also a backup now.
Understood, but as much as...
And lost his job to Tannehill.
As much as that didn't go well for him... They haven't reached his level.
Number two overall pick.
I understand.
It's a backup.
I understand.
4 years later,
all the comparisons. I get it. But they haven't even reached. If I'm Mariota listening, hey, you're being a little disrespectful.
You know
those
what?
Guys aren't even as good as I am.
Yeah, I would say right now, I think Sam Darnold hasn't had an offensive line. Sam Darnold has had. An overrated Le'Veon Bell who hasn't done anything and is now on IR. What a waste of money. The Steelers, so smart. That's why you don't give the bag to guys that... Mm-hmm. And especially at running back, you better be very careful.
Well, did you see when people were talking about how running backs are now all of a sudden getting paid? There's a tweet about all of a sudden the running backs are valued and getting paid. Le'Veon quote tweeted and just gave a wink. Now, this was before week one.
Now, you do have to have a lead to look at what Malcolm Brown did. Look at what... Snell did. Look at, you do have to have, when you got a lead and you want to run the football, you want that guy, that you need that guy that is going to be able to get you those yards. And it's a kind of a big deal.
That's true.
But my goodness, yeah, no, Le'Veon, the Jets are a disaster.
No, they are. And Sam last year was 19 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. I still think Sam has a shot. I want to see what he does this year. They've added a little bit more help for him, although Robbie Anderson's gone. But
I had a big play last week. Yep. All right, we got to take a break. We got to talk about Caliber Roofing because it is hurricane season. And my friends, if you're looking for a great roofing company that will, it's kind of a big deal with hurricane season here that your roof, it will actually protect you and that it will be there for you and it won't give you a problem and it won't destroy your home. Because if you do have a leaky roof, if you do have shungat shingles, if you do need repairs up there, guess what a hurricane is going to do? Destroy that and then ruin everything inside your home. Well, you don't need that. What you need is Caliber Roofing to come and give you that inspection. And listen, they'll tell you if everything is fine, we'll call us back in 5 years. But if you do need something, man, they're here for you right now. And if you're dealing with an insurance company, have them out there when the insurance company comes so that they can point out the damage as opposed to the insurance company that say, no, it's just regular wear and tear. You're looking for that insurance company. You need that. You need gutters, painting, siding, decking, power washing, all that stuff. They use the best stuff in Owens Corning Roofing Shingles. Call them. 713-823-9355. 713-823-9355. Now's the time to do it. 975roof.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, live here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 92.5. For those of you out west, if you're just hearing for the first time, we've got that other signal as well, so you can hear us a lot better. Well, you want to hear Gilbert. Let's see what Gilbert has to say. He wants to talk about his Texans. What do you say, Gilbert?
Bill got to go. Bill. We're 0-2. What the hell's going on anyway, you know?
Well, they're 0-1.
We're 0-2. We're 0-2, okay?
Well, no, they haven't played the second game yet.
Yeah, they're a little second game probably for Baltimore.
You think so?
I agree with that. He gave him an extension contract for anyway, you know. He can't throw the ball anyway. And he got rid of the Clowney, you know. What kind of team is that anyway now, anyway?
You sound disgusted with them.
Yeah, I'm disgusted with Bill O'Brien anyway.
You're disgusted with Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They should have won that game last Thursday night.
Ooh.
Well, they played his card right anyway, you know.
Well, they were down 31-7. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know about the defense anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the other thing about the Rockets, they should hire Charles Barkley as a coach.
Charles Ooh. Barkley?
I'd watch that team.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'd watch that team.
I want Charles on the
studio. Gilbert, do you think Charles has got some animosity with the Rockets? Granted, it was Les Alexander, but he's taken some pretty hard shots at James Harden and the Rockets, and Daryl Morey, certainly.
He doesn't like the Rockets.
He doesn't like analytics. Do you really think he's a good fit here with Morey as general manager?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then, what? Right. Wait, you just called.
I didn't keep lying.
Man, you just did some
wait,
for the Rockets.
You what? Who?
Akeem Olajuwon should be the head coach.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I feel like Dream's doing...
I think you just did some Jedi mind tricks on him.
I just laid out the facts.
Man, he changed... Gilbert, you changed your opinion in a hurry.
Well, but Gilbert's not afraid to be wrong and to try to move to a more accurate
position. So Akeem Olajuwon, even though he's never coached before, really doesn't care about coaching, doesn't want to coach, you think he'd be a good fit, huh, Gilbert?
Steve Nash.
What about Charles who... Tracy McGrady, he might be a good coach.
Tracy McGrady might be a good coach,
yeah. I hadn't thought about that. And he watches
And he can diagnose
basketball.
Everybody's injuries, too.
He watches, always good.
Yeah.
He watches a lot of basketball now on the jump with Rachel Nichols.
Right.
Any other coaches you think the Rockets would consider? How about Yao Ming?
Do you think they'd have a hard time understanding him, though?
Yeah.
Yao Ming would be good, though.
I don't think Yao Ming's a coach good.
Why, Yao Ming?
Charles Barkley should be a good coach.
Is Yao Ming your favorite player?
And you know, he should be the head coach for the Texans now.
Who?
Dan Pastorini.
Dan Pastorini?
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Even though he's never coached before, but okay.
Does that bother you that... None of your choices up to this point have any coaching experience? Or
doesn't seem like it.
No. Gilbert's like, hey, give the man an opportunity.
Yeah.
Gilbert, would you like to do a radio show? Just, you know, you call us and you give us your ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. You want
to... I might be on a Drew Barrymore show in the wintertime, you know.
The Drew Barrymore show?
What?
I didn't know there was one.
So, okay, if you're on that show... Because we had something weird happen here.
Drew Barrymore?
If Drew Barrymore called you a bitch, would you continue to do the show with her?
What?
Like, Gilbert, I don't know if you heard, but on our station, there's a fight between a couple of hosts. One called the other a bitch. Would you do that? Would you keep doing the show if Drew Barrymore called you a bitch on our show?
No.
No.
Good.
No.
Good.
Gilbert, you ain't putting up with that.
No, you don't put up with that.
No.
Right?
No. We ain't putting up with that. Yeah, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear the late hit show where they were calling each other ugly names, Gilbert.
I mean, you could play it.
No.
You want to play it though?
Well, I got Blue Barrymore, Playboy magazine back in '94.
I bet you do.
Lost that anyway.
Drew Barrymore, Playboy.
Are you going to bring it up to her on the show?
Oh boy, this is
yeah
slippery slope.
I'm not going to bring it to the Christmas party.
Not to this show, but you said you're going to be on Drew Barrymore's show. Are you going to ask for another copy?
No.
Oh, what? You would never do that.
What? I didn't know there was a Drew Barrymore show.
Neither did I.
Hey, yeah, I want to bet you.
Oh.
Whoa, what you want to bet me? Huh?
Yeah, why don't you make an offer?
What is that?
If Joe Biden be our next president, will you treat me to China Garden?
If what happens?
If Joe Biden wins.
What if Trump wins? Yeah. What are you going to do for
what
John?
What about Trump?
I like Trump. He's a clown.
Well, I mean, is he wrong? But what if John bets
you
on
wear
Trump?
A face mask, you know?
Yeah, do you wear a face mask, Gilbert?
Yeah, I wear a face mask.
You wear a face mask around the house?
No.
Well, you got to protect your mom.
Anyway, you know, the radio station got face masks?
The radio station doesn't have face masks, no.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we all have face masks for Boomer Naturals, yes.
Well, you make some. How about you want that promotion lady again?
Who, Esme?
You tell her to make some face masks for.
Oh, we got them. No, we got.
Yeah,
we got Boomer Naturals face masks. Yeah, but I mean, no, we don't give them away. That we don't do that. But you can buy one, Gilbert. All you have to do is go to BoomerNaturals.com and put in promo code Granato.
Why don't you buy
one? Stop by CVS.
If Biden wins, you buy him a Boomer Naturals.
You want a Boomer Naturals face mask if Biden wins?
No, he wants China Garden.
Or China Garden. Or China Garden. Which one?
What about both, John?
Egg rolls or a mask? Pick.
Which one?
Yeah.
That's not an answer.
Oh, yeah, face mask also.
Also, you heard him.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a face mask also.
También.
Wait a minute. Why do, if Biden wins, why do I have to pay
because
up?
Because you're a noted Trump supporter. That's why.
I'm not. No one knows my politics.
Apparently, Gilbert does.
Yeah. Winnie will pay for it.
That's right, Gilbert.
Why Wendy got to pay for it?
I've seen her salary, John. She can afford it.
You know, Wendy, what big mistake is?
Ooh, what is it?
She's the president of a Channel 13. I know that. I don't understand this anyway.
What?
They were interviewing Kendrick. Why do they interview Bob Allen? I don't understand that about Bob Allen. Dan Lovett, you know.
I don't know who that is.
I don't understand it. I just don't understand that.
Dan who?
Dan Lovett.
Lovett?
Who is that?
He worked for Channel 13 Sports a long time ago.
Well, what? But he's probably dead.
He's still alive. He's not dead.
How do you know?
How do you know? Dan who? Levitts?
Yeah, Dan Lovett. Yeah, Channel 13 sports reporter.
What about Dave Ward?
Dead. He's still alive.
He wants to know why Wendy allowed for Dave Ward to be interviewed and not and Dan Lovett.
Dan Lovett, yeah. You
what do you mean,
Dan
be Lovett? Interviewed?
I mean, Dave Ward interviewed
right
Bob Allen.
Right before your time anyway, guys.
Huh?
What?
Right before your time. Right before you were born.
It was before you were born.
1973.
Yeah, that was way before.
It's Hurricane
Dan Lovett. Just...
Yeah. You know,
well, no, Dan Lovett's still around. Apparently, Dan Lovett is still doing baseball stuff with...
Yeah, Gilbert tried to tell you
Major
he's not
League
dead.
Baseball.
He do school work now. He do school work now anyway, Dan Lovett.
Yeah, Gilbert.
Yeah, he does studio work for Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Wow. No, school.
He said school work.
School?
Independent school.
Oh, well, maybe he doesn't want to work in TV anymore, Gilbert.
No, he wants an interview. Why won't Wendy authorize the interview?
Anyway, you know?
I don't.
What's happening? I don't understand
where we are.
He's upset that Dave Ward interviewed Bob Allen and not Dan Lovett.
Well, Bob Allen's been dead now for a while.
What do you mean interviewed Bob Allen?
That's what he said. No. I don't know. That's what he said.
No, he can't interview Bob Allen. Bob Allen died.
That's what he said.
So, no, that's not happening. Unless it's like the Umbrella Academy, where Klaus can see dead people.
What is wrong with you?
He watches Umbrella Academy?
I do, because I'm that guy. But why do you know about it? Because
I've been with that. We're on it.
Goodbye, Gilbert. We were done with you anyway. Why are you watching the Umbrella Academy?
We're almost done with it.
Season 2?
Yeah.
Vanya?
Yeah.
All that power she has?
Yes.
Ellen Page?
Yes.
How did you get into this?
I don't know. We just watched it.
Of all the things that have happened, this is the most shocking thing that he's watching the Umbrella Academy.
I can't believe that. He didn't finish Killing Eve, but he's almost done with season 2 of The Umbrella Academy.
The Umbrella Academy is pretty good.
There's a talking monkey in it.
Yeah.
There's got people with powers and you're watching it.
Yeah. They just got back to the actual Umbrella factory. And
they're going to see their dad, their younger
version
of their dad.
They saw a young version of his dad, and he already stabbed
Diego.
What is – my mind is exploding right now. Why does he know
– I can't – don't ever call me a nerd again. You're right in there with me. You're right there.
I like the Umbrella Academy. It's good.
Who suggested that you guys watch it?
You did.
And you decided to
I decided to watch it.
Oh, my gosh. What have I done?
Yes. It's cool. It's pretty good.
I know.
And the writing is really, it's excellent.
I know. That's why I like it. I just didn't imagine when a talking monkey showed up, you'd still be in.
Oh, no. I like him. Pogo, he's good.
Oh, my. He knows his name.
Pogo's great. I like Pogo. I think Pogo plays a bigger role than people are giving him credit for. I think at the end, Pogo's going to be.
Yeah, you're going to find out more about Pogo.
Yeah. It's at 9:56. Beat it, Lance.
Yeah.
Listen. You didn't even contribute, okay, to the Gilbert conversation.
Because I need to stay out of that.
How about get into the show?
Plus, I didn't understand of what he was talking about.
You went Jason Braddock and just got on your computer.
You checked out.
Yeah, I really felt like during that Gilbert call, I needed to just sit here for a while and just let that happen.
We were simply asking questions. Nothing was over the line.
Do you know that there was a guy fired yesterday? Dan McNeil from Chicago?
Oh, he did get fired?
Oh, yeah.
For Maria Taylor.
Yeah, AVN.
That's bad. That is. He got fired for it?
Yeah.
Holy crap. We'll tell you the whole story on the other side. Beat it, Lance. Yeah. Right now, though, I want to talk about mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If you're looking for the best way to play, and now you've got everything. Football. Of course, you know more about football than you know about anything else. So you want to play. You want to gamble. You know who's going to win. Guess what? Mybookie.ag, promo code radio is here for you, and they will take all your bets. And it's unbelievable, the number of bets, the props, and all of the different the side bets and everything else. Now, you got NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball. You can bet on the election. You can bet on anything, soccer. So if you think you know something about stupid soccer, then you can play and win. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They'll match your initial deposit. 100%. Put in 1,000, you get 1,000. Put in 100, you get another 100. So you double whatever you put in. Now, you play, you win, they pay. That's the deal, and that's the most important thing about a bookie. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.